Hi, and thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. It's a pleasure to join you. The Marlins and Rays, two teams born out of the 1990s, started the annual Citrus Series last night in Miami. This afternoon, they'll finish up on this side of the state before going over to Tampa. Last night, the game seesawed back and forth and finally tilted in the Marlins' favor. For the Monday Night Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, tonight at Marlins Park, the Marlins and the Tampa Bay Rays met in the 100th encounter of their Citrus Series dating back to 1998 when the Rays joined the American League. And it's been a very tight series over the years, a very tight ballgame tonight. Fittingly, Marlins escape with a dramatic 7-6 victory here to take the opening game of the four in a row they'll play, two here at Marlins Park and then two in St. Petersburg coming up on Wednesday and Thursday. The fireworks started early in this ballgame. Wei-Yin Chen pitching for Miami. Matt Moore going for the Rays, a matchup of left-handers. And the Rays got to Chen in the first inning. They sent eight men to the plate. They scored two runs on three hits and a couple of walks in a 30-pitch inning. An RBI single from Steven Souza Jr. made it a 1-0 game. A bases-loaded walk to the rookie Tyler Motter made it a 2-0 game before finally Chen was able to escape that first inning, getting catcher Kirk Casale, the eighth man he faced, to foul out to the shortstop. So before they even came to the plate, Marlins were in an early 2-0 hole. But they started digging quickly in the bottom of the first. A leadoff hit from Ichiro. He has been red hot, stayed red hot tonight. He was at first base with nobody out for Martin Prado.
There's a drive to left field. Going back to left fielder Guyer, looking up at the Clevelander. It's off the top of the wall. Being waved is Ichiro, flying home. There'll be no play at the plate. Ichiro scores, and the Marlins have a run on the board here in the bottom of the first. It's 2-1 Tampa Bay.
No, Moore came back to retire the next two men, but Marcelo Ozuna beat out an infield hit to extend the inning, putting men at first and third with two outs. Chris Johnson then drew a walk. That loaded the bases for Miguel Rojas.
Here's the pitch, and Rojas swings, and he hits a looper out into left field. It's going to drop. Here comes Prado home. Here comes Ozuna home. The Marlins score two and take a 3-2 lead here in the first inning.
But the lead didn't last long. With one out in the second, it was the Rays' leadoff man, Brandon Guyer.
Wei-Yin Chen works on that third base edge of the rubber, delivers the pitch, and Guyer sends a high drive deep to left. Ichiro back, and it's gone. Into the Clevelander, a home run ties the game at three. Brandon Guyer with another home run out of this leadoff spot.
The Rays have had more home runs than anybody in baseball. But in the bottom of the third, the Marlins flex their muscles. Two outs, nobody on for Marcelo Ozuna. Pitch to Ozuna is hit high in the air, deep down the left field line. Is it fair or foul? It is a fair ball and a 4-3 Marlins lead. Marcelo Ozuna just barely kept it fair. His ninth home run of the season. Boy, is the Big Bear hot. Miami's got the lead back in the third. Then in the fourth, the Marlins extended the lead. A leadoff double for Miguel Rojas, who had three hits in this game. He was at third base with two outs for Ichiro, who was already 2-for-2. There's a soft liner towards right center, and in for a hit. Ichiro is 3-for-3. Rojas scores. It's 5-3 Marlins. The second baseman, Beckham, drifted out there into short right center field, trying desperately to reach that baseball, but he just couldn't get it. So the Marlins had the lead by a couple, but back came the Rays. It was that kind of night. Leading off the sixth against Wei-Yin Chen, the Palm Beach Gardens native, the rookie shortstop, Taylor Motter.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and here's a high fly ball. This is well tagged. Ozuna goes back. He's at the base of the home run structure, and he can't get it, and it's gone. A home run for Taylor Motter, his second in the big leagues.
And after two were out in that inning, Brandon Guyer doubled. He had three hits in this ballgame. That would be it for Wei-Yin Chen. Jose Ureña came on with a one-run lead to face pinch hitter, former Marlin, Logan Morrison.
Here's a line drive base hit to center. Could tie this game. Charged by Ozuna. Here comes the runner. Here's the throw. It's offline. And scoring is Guyer, and we're tied at five on Logan Morrison's pinch hit. Single to center field.
Now, if he walked Evan Longoria, Ureña finally got himself out of the inning. He struck out Steve Pierce, but the damage was done. The Rays had scored twice, and we had a 5-5 game. So Wei-Yin Chen worked 5 2/3 tonight, allowed nine hits, five runs, all earned. He walked three, struck out three, served a pair of home runs, 87 pitches, 53 strikes. On the other side, the Rays' Matt Moore, five innings, 10 hits, Five runs all earned, one walk, three Ks. He allowed the Ozuna home run for more, 85 pitches, 57 strikes. This one will be decided by the bullpen on both sides. And in the seventh, it was Kyle Bearclaw on the mound for Miami with one out. He walked Tim Beckham, so the Rays had the go-ahead man on for the Palm Beach Gardens kid again, Taylor Motter. Pitch on the way, and Motter hits one out toward left. Back goes Ichiro. It's over his head, right off the wall in front of the bullpen. Around third, being waved to the plate, Beckham. Echevarria, the relay home, not in time. Realmuto to third base, where Motter is out. But the Rays have a 6-5 lead on a double by the homecoming king tonight, Taylor Motter. Now, he went 2-for-3 in this game. A double, a homer, a bases-loaded walk. He scored a run and drove in three. Nice show for Taylor Motter, who had 14 friends and family members here at the ballpark tonight, at least that he had left tickets for himself, and they enjoyed what they saw, especially at that point where his hit put the Rays in front. But the Marlins had a comeback in, and they tried in the bottom of the seventh against reliever Rosmo Ramirez with one out. Realmuto singled, Stanton walked, but Marcelo Ozuna and Chris Johnson both struck out, so this one went to the eighth. The Rays up by a run. Ramirez stayed out there to start the eighth. It was his third inning of relief. He allowed an infield hit to Miguel Rojas for Miggy, his third hit in the game to start the inning. Rojas went to third on a base hit by Adani Echevarria. So down by a run, the Marlins at first and third with nobody out. With the right-hander Ramirez in the game and the lefty Eni Romero loosening in the bullpen, Don Mattingly decided to send Christian Yelich to the plate as a pinch hitter, or so it appeared at least, maybe nothing more than a decoy, because when Yelich was introduced into the ballgame, Yelich hasn't played since Friday because of a back problem. At that point, the Rays manager, Kevin Cash, brought the lefty, Eni Romero, into the game, but Don Mattingly countered with a right-handed hitter, pinch hitting for Yelich, Cole Gillespie with the tying man at third, the go-ahead man at first, nobody out in the eighth. The 1-0, drive to right, down the line, racing back Souza, he's going to make the catch in the corner, but tagging from third, Rojas, he's going to score, we're tied at six. So Gillespie gets the man in, and now Ichiro looking to give the Marlins the lead.
Now, Ichiro came up with that man at first base, Echevarria, and Ichiro singled to right field, sending Etch to third base. For Ichiro, his fourth hit in five at-bats in the game. With Martin Prado due, the Rays brought their closer in, Alex Colome, go-ahead man at third with one out in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-1, and Prado bounces back to the pitcher. It's juggled. Colome looks home, only plays to first. Prado's out, but in from third, Echevarria. The Marlins have scored twice in the eighth to open up a 7-6 lead. And getting the man in from third, giving the Marlins the lead. Martin Prado with our move of the game tonight, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So the Marlins had taken a 7-6 lead, scoring twice in the eighth. They handed the ball to A.J. Ramos in the ninth inning. He got the first man, Longoria, to foul to third for out number one. The Rays then got a base hit in the pitcher's spot. It was Hank Conger with the base hit. Then Steven Souza Jr. flew out to center field for out number two, and the Rays were down to their final out. They went again to the bench for Corey Dickerson.
Here's the 0-1, a swing and a ground ball to the right side. Rojas fields, he feeds Echevarria for the force at second in the ball game. The Marlins have beaten the Rays 7-6. What a ball game tonight. It featured 26 hits, a one-run decision. The Marlins scored two in the bottom of the eighth and make them count 7-6 over the Rays.
An exciting victory for the Marlins on this Monday night for Miami. 7 runs, 14 hits, no errors, and 8 men left for the Rays. 6 runs on 12 hits, no errors. They left 9. David Phelps, the winner in relief, 3-2. Erasmo Ramirez, the loser, 6-2. For A.J. Ramos, save number 14. His 23rd consecutive save conversion dating back to last September. Time of the game, 3 hours, 11 minutes, and a crowd of 17,969. Was here to see it. Marlins with the winner, 23-21. Now 10-12 here at Marlins Park. As for the Rays, they fall two games under it, 20-22. They are 10-11 on the road, just as they're 10-11 at home.
Appreciate all the loyal listeners to Marlins Rewind. If this is your first time, hit subscribe and have these Marlins podcasts download to your device automatically. For those Fish Family listeners today, pick up 20 points with the bonus code SUNRISE. In Miami, you get the sunrise. In Tampa, you get the sunset. And days like today, we prefer that sunrise because the Marlins start at 12:10, just after noon today. To learn more about the exclusive loyalty program of the Marlins, go to marlins.com/fishfamily. Kyle Seeloff will have a morning edition of Marlins on Deck presented by Geico at 11:40. Dave and Glenn's live game action starting at 12:10 is on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.